While it may seem that I am defending sex crimes and sex offenders within this presentation, it should be known that I simply believe purely innocent lives can be ruined by the leeway of deeming someone as a sex offender and the inability to drop this title. Take into consideration the idea of two people in love who want to be affectionate, but one person within the couple may be 18 while the other 17. If word were to get out that this couple had sex, the life of the 18-year-old would be ruined forever. This happened to be the case for Frank Rodriguez, a man who, when he was 19 years old, had sex with his 15-year-old girlfriend. Rodriguez ended up marrying the same woman as they both entered adulthood. An excerpt from the article titled "The Invisible Man" states, "He is still not allowed anywhere children are likely to congregate. This means he cannot coach his daughter's soccer team or even pick them up from school. He is socially dead and his family is too." This man, now seen by the public as a menace, is only trying to live a normal life and express his care for his daughters. However, some consensual sex over a decade ago prevents him and many other people from doing so. For one to live a life that is full, a title that dictates so much of one's everyday life must not stand without a chance of it being revoked. I believe that multiple-time offenders must be required to keep their registries as sex offenders, but singular small-time offenses must only force a registry for a temporary period. This should be done so that these people who have moral compasses can not only live a normal life, but will be given the chance to not be seen as a menace to society. Just like many other laws within this country, there is an extreme bias towards minors' responsibility within sexual crime cases. A minor has the ability to lie about their age and have sex with an adult who is led to believe that this minor was the age they claimed to be, only for the information of their encounter to become public, which gives the adult full punishment and registry as a sex offender, while the minor can walk freely with no consequence. This is a recurring situation within the U.S. that has been constantly met with no changes. In a country based on Christian values, a person can commit a career and life-changing crime without it even being known that they were committing a crime. It is hard to think that people within the sex offender registry are expected to be functioning members of society when so many things are working against them. It is a lawful fact that someone with an arrest for DUI is more likely to be hired for someone than someone on the sex offender registry. While neither of these things are justifiable, it shows that people as classified as sex offenders struggle to enter society. The re-entry of criminals into regular life can be a hard mountain to climb. It should be known that not all criminals are inherently evil or bad. People make mistakes and even can be convicted due to a misunderstanding. This fact needs to provoke the idea that we must not all believe what we hear. Humans have the capability to think for themselves, and this must be done when considering the sex offender registry. We are all human.